The following is the realization of His Holiness Mahanidhi Swami.
The destiny of every jiva is to ultimately attain pure love for Radha and Krishna. To attain pure love for Radha and Krishna, one has to take the full shelter of a Sadguru fixed in Prema Bhakti, the eternal loving service of Radha and Krishna, and fully realized in all the tattvas and all the bhavas of the spiritual world. The most suitable form to attain perfection in human life is the male form, although many souls in female bodies have also attained perfection. And generally it's told, as Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, Mami Partha Vipashri Yepi Shu Papionio, Shriya Vaishyas Tutas Sutras Yepi Tipianti Parangatim, that anyone who surrenders to Krishna, even if they be of lower birth, like women, shudras, or vaishyas, they can still attain perfection. So even Krishna says that it's considered to be a lower birth to be a shudra or a woman's body. It's a lower birth, but if one fully surrenders to Krishna, they can attain all perfection. But to attain the perfection of entering the eternal pastimes of Radha Govinda, one must enter that domain through the mercy of the pure devotee, by attaining their shelter through diksha and through a lifetime of service. So we can understand that this jiva was finished, had sufficiently accumulated enough sukriti in this particular body. So now she has taken birth again in Vrindavan in a male form, so that she can attain the connection with Sadguru and the perfection of human life, which is Krishna Prema. Because all the activities that she engaged in, sarusanga, tirthayatra, shastra svadhyaya, ekadasi vrata, dagrishi darshan, prikama, vrindavan prikama, govardhan prikama, they're all coming under the category of bhakti unmukhi sukriti. Bhakti unmukhi sukriti gives a particular fall or particular result. And the result of such sukriti is sarusanga. And if the soul is very high class, then they get very high class association. But due to some previous sins from past life, she was not able to attain perfection in this particular form. So Krishna, seeing that she accumulated sufficient sukriti, in one stroke he eliminated her sinful reaction by her giving up her body. Now she takes all of her good pious credits, spiritual pious credits, and he gives her birth in Vrindavan, in a human form, male form, to practice her bhakti. So we can understand that you as her mother and father have done your best part to serve the progress of that soul. You should rejoice over the fact that that soul is, that your daughter is now living in Vrindavan doing bhakti. And at least hearing about the holy name of Radharani, and engaging in prikama of Govardhan, carried around by his mother in her arms. And this is our understanding, that this jiva is in Vrindavan as a young boy doing bhajan. There's a similar experience in Radhakund. Right after Kartik this year, there was one boy living in Barsana, and he was kept insisting that he wanted to go to Radhakund to see his mother and father and see his house. And he, of course, had a mother and father in Barsana and a house. And his mother and father they thought he was crazy. And then, but he kept insisting. So finally, they took him to Radhakund. And he had already described the house he lived in and the name of his mother and father and whole situation. So when they came there, they found that same house and they found these people. And then they asked the people, and they said, "Yes, we have 8 children, and our one son, he left about 6 years ago. He disappeared. We don't know what happened to him." So that son that left 6 years ago, he died in Vrindavan. He took birth in Barsana, and he grew up in Barsana. And then he remembered his past life, that he had lived in Radhakund, and then he came in this after Kartik. So I'm thinking in a similar way, your daughter was... She died last year, 2001, right? So she died last year, so she's taken birth immediately in Vrindavan. Now she's 1 year old or whatever. And she's in a devotee family in Vrindavan as a boy, young boy. And in this life she'll be able to attain perfection by getting that initiation with the Sadguru and getting trained in pure bhakti and chanting the pure name of the Lord, and then she'll go back to Godhead, attain the pure love of Radha and Krishna. So you should try to follow her example. Sometimes in English they say the child is the father of the man, even though the father thinks he's the father and the child is his son. But actually the child, by their example or by their activities, are teaching the father and mother. So your daughter is teaching you so many points here. She's teaching you dedication and surrender to Guru, and she's teaching you serious and diligent study of the Shastras, and she's teaching you to have a happy attitude all the time and to associate with senior devotees and to be, you know, simple in your mind and heart. So remembering your daughter's example of good devotion and bhakti, you can try to improve your own bhakti and attain perfection. Rather than lamenting over her loss, you should rejoice over her victory, because you've raised her in such a way that she's attained birth in Vrindavan, and she's going to get out of this world because of her birth in Vrindavan and practicing pure bhakti under the shelter of a Sadguru. So you should also get liberated in this life by practicing pure bhakti under the shelter of your Sadguru and chanting the pure name of Krishna without any aparad or any offenses, and try to deeply study the Shastras, taking all good notes and passing all Bhakti Shastri and Bhakti Vaibhav and all the Bhakti Sarvabhauma, and dedicate your life to your Guru in a simple and straightforward way, and this way you may also attain spiritual perfection. Hare Krishna.